So, after taking a closer look at Paul's letter and having a better understanding of the Christian life, let's do something to support the fact that every year at this time, I don't know, maybe this gets old to you. Maybe when it gets old, we'll actually change, right? Every year at this time, we look for ways to change our past, to create a new hope for the future. We turn over a new leaf, renew our covenants, and make plans for the things we would like to accomplish in the coming year. Now, remember back to the Matrix movie? Morpheus says to Neo, "The Matrix is a world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. You are a slave, Neo." You ever feel like a slave? You know, it's amazing to me how the church is actually promoting our freedom as human beings through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And society is enslaving us. Now, you may not agree with me right now, but I dare you to open your eyes, to open your ears, and listen. And within a week, you'll come back and say, "Eric, you know what? You're right." Listen to the news. No matter what news it is, ABC, NBC, CBS, they will tell you exactly what they want you to hear. And folks, guess what? A lot of things happen. Why? Because they don't tell us what is happening. And many times those things are affecting our lives in direct ways. They are hiding the truth from us because they want it to happen and they know the general public would raise up in arms about it. And so they don't say anything at all. Because they, why? We're stupid. We're slaves to what they tell us. And they know that. Open your ears. Open your eyes. Open your spirits. I may have just made you mad right now, and praise God if I did. Because you know what? You're going to open up your ears and eyes and spirit and listen to what's going on out there. Folks, it's happening. We are a slave to society. This society that throws up words of freedom is actually enslaving us as a people. We have got to step up and do something about it. We are a slave. Morpheus continues, "Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, Neo, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch, a prison for your mind." You know, Mom and Dad have been staying with us, and they've been staying in David's room. Thank you, David, for letting them stay in your room. And they said the other night, they says, "Eric, has David ever told you that his room's cold?" And I said, "No. But you know what? That's all he's ever known. So why would he complain about it?" Folks, this is all we've ever known. Do you hear what I'm saying? We have been taught to trust certain things that we hear. And folks, I'm here to tell you, some things that we hear aren't worth trusting. We as a Christian people, and I dare say, even if we're not Christian, whatever faith system you're in, and people you know are in, we got to stand up and we got to say, "Hey, wait a minute here now, folks. Something ain't right." Am I making you nervous? Am I bothering anybody? Darn it. I really hope. Even if you agree with me, I hope I'm bothering you enough that this sticks with you, that you wake up in the morning and go, "Man, do you think Eric was right? I got to think about this." That when you go to bed, you go, "Oh, dear God, I hope he's wrong." But you know what? If I'm bothering you, you're going to open up your eyes and you're going to open up your ears and God's going to start speaking in your spirit and you're going to say, "Whoa, wait a minute. I don't like where this is going." So, what does Neo do? Does Neo learn the truth, or does he keep living the lie.